Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Alright, dude, we are on the precipice of A3 right now. It's actually airing as we speak. There's a lot of news about it. I see that they have the Last Guardian E3 trailer and 2016 release date right here.
Oh, that's nice. Are you trying to perk me up?
Yeah, a little bit. I know you're in a bummy bum mood. Xbox One S drops. That's intense. Starting at $300. 2 terabyte Xbox. 40% smaller than the original big boy.
Yeah,
it's white and it comes with
a shoebox.
Comes with a Kung Fu Grip controller. I think. Yeah, no, like there's like it's like ribbed kind of.
Yeah.
So like you can hold it better. Oh. So when you get all sweaty and intense,
is it like soft rubber?
Yeah, I think so. But it's a white controller. It looks really fucking sleek. Honestly, I'm stoked about the Last Guardians though. And then the top thing is Spider-Man PS4 game trailer. And I haven't watched it, but the picture looks fucking crazy.
When you say top thing, like what they're releasing
on
today?
The news? No, on the news of Screen Rant, because they're covering E3. Like Ghost Recon Wildlands gameplay demo released for 2017. Tekken 7, that came out.
Oh, okay.
And Microsoft did like something yesterday because they announced a whole bunch of shit. And I've been watching that fucking Battlefield 1 trailer
nonstop. The Zeppelin.
Oh my god, that Zeppelin going down. I was like, that fire looks insane.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the Battlefield 1 live single player,
yeah, it's actual
footage.
Gameplay.
Yeah, it looks like the fucking video footage. It's
yeah, it looks like
breathtaking.
It looks cinematic.
Yeah,
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Is it Infinite or Infinity?
Infinite Warfare.
Okay. Yeah, that looks cool as fuck too. But I'm not gonna lie, Battlefield 1, I'm like go and go for days.
Dude, the fucking YouTube videos that people made of like everyone from Activision and like fucking Treyarch killing themselves.
Honestly,
as like the Battlefield 1 trailer released.
Well, I don't know if we talked about this when we first saw the trailer, because I know we did speak of it earlier. That probably next year we'll get Battlefield 2.
Yeah.
Which will be motherfucking World War 2. And there's nothing more gratifying than killing Nazis.
Oh, them dirty crats.
God damn it. That
also,
game so
I wanted
good.
To tell you there's also PlayStation 4K 4.5 coming out.
Okay, so that there, but I heard that that's a sister console to the one that you already have.
I think so. I think it's a Lincoln.
Yeah, which Xbox definitely should have done, but yet again, shit's the bed.
It's one of those things, like, I think the connectability features were there because you can take off the top panel with one click and expose your hard drive and expose, like,
yeah, the ones are
Lincoln.
Like,
yeah.
You can't touch anything in
it's
this.
It's like, go underneath and unscrew 14 screws.
Yeah, and hopefully
it's like
don't break
it's like a MacBook. Like, it's you're stuck.
I also see a Batman Arkham and Star Wars Battlefront PlayStation VR videos.
Yeah, also, Fallout 4 is coming to a VR.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
I read about
up.
That, and I read about...
Is Skyrim, the re-release, coming to a VR?
I'm not sure, but that would be a...
That remaster looks fucked up.
I'd be
up.
In Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
I'd be in fucking, like, Game of Thrones.
Now, the remaster is all the DLC, plus in-game mods.
Yeah.
And also you can play with people on computers.
Yeah.
That's another thing that Microsoft's going towards, is that you can now play with anyone that owns a PC.
Oh, PC...
Right,
cross compatibility.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so and also if you own the PC version of Skyrim, have all of the DLC, you get the game for free. The
yeah,
new HD.
That's fantastic if I had a computer.
For sure, and owned all that crap. Now Skyrim, I own it, and I saw that and I was like, oh hell yeah, I'll probably be able to just pop my disc in and then it'll just, you know, give me the load up or whatever.
Yeah.
And even if I had to buy the fucking downloadable content, that's fine. But I mean, I'm honestly thinking about getting it's $60 though. It's a new game.
Yeah.
For an old game. Tekken 7, though, how do you feel about that? It's weird, right?
I mean, if Tekken can just kind of catch up with Mortal Kombat and
Mortal Kombat
even
X, yeah.
Soul... Dude, I mean, it breaks my heart that Project Soul, like, withered.
So they were making a new Soul Calibur.
No, Project Soul was just, like, the company that
makes Soul
on
Calibur?
The last... Yeah, the last few. But I forget what the big distributor for the game is. Like, the big... actual
Namco,
production.
Right?
Namco?
Yeah, I think so.
One of those, yeah. Pretty yeah, sure Namco sounds right, yeah.
Namco! That's not how they say it.
But I mean, Soul Calibur, I think, just takes the cake on fighting games.
It's beautiful.
Together. Like,
yeah. That game not only looks really good, but the characters in it, I think, are very unique to it. I mean, like, Mortal Kombat's ninjas and robots. This one's, like, fucking, like, I don't know, weird, like, knights and armor, old school
demons,
fucking pirates,
yeah.
All that shit. But, yeah, and then Tekken 7, I was never a huge Tekken guy. Tekken Tag was the shit.
Yeah, that's fun.
That was a cool fucking game.
There's also, like,
and ahead of its time.
There's a level in one of the Tekkens to where you could, like, it was almost like a free roam fighting.
Yeah.
Up staircases, mm-hmm. and you'd fight different guys, but you would be, you could kind of move your position as if it was a, like, a first person, like...
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, like Roamer.
Mortal Kombat released the Shaolin Monks.
Yeah.
And that's where you were Liu Kang and, Kung Lao.
Kung Lao.
And but you actually like went through like levels, like almost side scrolly.
Yeah.
I think it might have been like quasi 3D ish, but like it was definitely like smaller. I don't know. It was pretty cool though. I had it. Shaolin Monks was fun. Also the Injustice 2 trailer.
Yeah.
That looks fucking insane.
Did you like the first one?
Loved it.
Yeah.
The whole, you know, the storyline behind it, right?
Well, yeah, about like the
Joker tricks Superman into thinking he's taking Doomsday to space to kill him. And then he lets go of Doomsday, and it's Lois. Superman goes fucking insane, punches Joker's heart out. That's in the first fucking 3 minutes
punches
of the game.
Punches Joker's heart out.
Punches straight through his dumb chest.
Yeah.
Kills the clown prince of crime, Tony.
Yeah, but he's a crazy strong guy.
Yeah, Superman, yeah. No, and then there's like an Earth 2, basically. So they're trying to stop Superman.
Yeah,
from
bad Superman.
Actually, they think a lot of it comes from, or a lot of it was played out in BVS as well, Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Because like it shows like a tyrant Superman having the Earth and having his own army because he like was screwed, and the Flash comes back in time and says it's Lois, she's the key to Batman.
Yeah.
And
like calm it down.
So they think that like they're doing the Injustice storyline for Batman v Superman, but they also did Doomsday, Death of Superman, and a whole bunch of shit. Jesus Christ, that movie's chock a block a fool. Oh, that's neat.
It's
Tony's showing me the
plug-in.
Yeah, the panel that you rip off of the PlayStation. Now you have the Fat Boy, right?
There's only one.
Okay, so this the new one's smaller. No, I thought they made a smaller one. Really?
No, they don't have a slim line.
Right on. I think that's all the real news. I mean, E3 is going to have a ton
also,
of shit.
Also, I saw Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
My heart, like, skips a fucking beat when I think about going to another universe. And I get it, that it literally could be another color palette of our universe,
right,
or of our galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of Andromeda now being extremely vast, because you would land on planets, you could explore like hundreds of planets in Mass Effect, but it would be scanned for them. If there's a rescue beacon, you'd go down, it'd be a mission, but the mission would be like,
that sounds kind of like Destiny
to an extent, but it's a first person shooter RPG.
Destiny
by
can
nature.
Be first person, can't it? Is Destiny always third? I thought it could be first as well.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's third person instead of any first person.
Okay, yeah, I know Destiny you can play as both, I'm pretty sure.
I believe, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Because you can see your character jumping around.
Yeah, or you can go into first person. I like first person better. What do you prefer? Does it depend on the game?
It depends on the game. Metal Gear and Mass Effect, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm playing a Call of Duty or Time Splitters or something like that, like...
Call of Booty.
You said it, man.
Nah, dude.
You're a funny guy.
Fucking, that was a good joke, man. You're
fucking hilarious.
Ain't no one told that one. What up? All right, so anyways, go ahead. RPG.
But they're more. It was more just like leveling up, but it wasn't through fighting. You'd get all your enhancements through like making huge missions go successfully.
That's cool.
Now it seems like it's more of like, here's a fucking rover, drive around the planet and like find stuff, settlements,
explore more
indigenous.
Yeah,
oh man,
that's
all
cool.
That good shit.
That's really cool. And you're a huge fan of Mass Effect. Did you play all of them?
Yeah.
Cool.
I beat every one of them.
Now, the first two, you can actually load into the third one, correct?
Yeah. All your...
That's really cool.
Your save... And, oh, man, if Andromeda comes with past saved data, I'm going to have to rebuy them on PS4.
Oh, shit.
And beat them.
I forgot about that. Resident Evil 7.
Yeah. If it's to its roots...
Achoo, fuck!
God dang!
Sorry. My allergies are fucking...
Sorry,
weird.
There's a cat laying on his forehead.
Yeah, they're killing me right now. No, I've been playing with Paul all morning. That fat little fucker.
Oh, it's a bit.
Horizon Zero Dawn, that looks fucking insane.
That's
it's
like robot dinosaurs.
A robot
yeah.
dragon.
Yeah.
That. Wow. I'm impressed. And God of War, a new
wow.
God of War.
I'm impressed. Is it really?
Yeah.
Like a full one?
God of War E3 trailer. He has a beard.
Jesus.
Kratos has a fucking beard.
Well, he's a little weathered.
Spoilers. He died in the last one.
Spoilers.
Oh, you didn't play it.
Hey, spoilers, you stupid
By the way, I heard that you can get Shadow of the Colossus on like PS4 Network.
Yeah.
Why the fuck haven't you done that?
Because I'm busy.
Doing what?
Watching Peaky Blinders.
Are you?
Maybe.
Ooh, I'm gonna suck your dick off.
See, that'll shut you up.
Yeah, I will. No, that's from a movie. I won't really suck his dick off. All right, you want to hop into Genre 5? You got any other news?
Other news? No, let's go Genre 5.
E3 is going to be sick, though. They're releasing a ton of rad shit. That fucking Spider-Man.
I figure we'll, like, blow it up next week with all the stuff
Well, this
we
is
going to
go up,
depth.
Like, Saturday, yeah. So we'll be way behind.
Ah, you're so way behind.
Yeah, they're like, dude, everything you guys talked about was really wrong and dumb because you were doing it as E3 was happening. Now, but the image that I have for Spider-Man PS4 game trailer looks fucking crazy. It better be on fucking Xbox One, dude.
It better be.
I ain't trying to buy no fucking PlayStation.
I said,
But I will be in your room playing God of War 4.
Oh, you're just going to do that
when
for
you're
me.
Not home.
Oh.
I'm going to rent it and play it.
Well, I'm moving out. I hate your guts.
Shit. Can I play it at your parents' house?
I'm not moving in with my parents.
Sure. No, okay, all right. Genre 5, we're doing Dreamcast games. This was kind of hard for me, even though I had a Dreamcast.
Yeah, you
but
thought
it
of
did,
it.
But it did bring up something really rad that I haven't thought of in fucking years. Go ahead with your first one.
Okay.
All right,
dum-dum. First one on my list is Soul Calibur.
Hell yeah, mine too. That was the first Soul Calibur, right?
Whap. Yeah.
And what was really cool about it is that, remember the memory cards that they had? They would plug into the, and they
top.
Had a little screen on them?
Yeah, the little
And it would show click. You your character as you played. Yeah. I fucking love that. I beat that game with every single character. That game was so cool. I remember eating pizza rolls and drinking Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
No, Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. I was a Dr. Pepper baby. And my mom would make it homemade pizza rolls all the time, too. It was rad. So I would just be up in my room, dipping some marinara sauce, getting it all over my white controllers.
I understand how to eat pizza rolls.
I would put it in my mouth, chew at least 7 to 8 times, then swallow. no, but I love that game to pieces. That game's so good. It looked gorgeous, too.
I would beat it with a character, and it was like always like 2 sentences, like, as he continues his travels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, worth it. Moving on.
Yeah, I wish there would have been cinematics, but Mortal Kombat did the same thing. Like, even like later on in Mortal Kombat games, when they had time to like tell you
Someone
a story.
Someone was like, this is classic. Do it that way.
Yeah, no, just write like 4 paragraphs so they have to read it, or have fucking Kung Lao or
Luke Kang moving images that look, you know what I mean? Like,
barely. It's so dumb. But yeah, Soul Calibur is great. Go to the next one because I had that one too.
Next would be fucking Resident Evil Code Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Tough ass game.
Never played it. Never got into the Resident Evils.
Very fun. And if you haven't got into the Resident Evils, I don't know what's wrong with you. You like survival horror?
No, but I really don't. Like, I dug Dead Space.
That is literally survival horror.
I know, but what I'm saying is that, like, I never really got into the Silent Hills. I appreciate them for what they are.
I'm not saying, like, you should be playing Silent Hills, but there is a fucking resonance, like a really, really huge amount of enjoyment that would come from playing Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
It's almost a perfect game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
swear.
It for?
PS2. We're about to get it.
Yeah, whenever you find it.
Whenever I find it, bitch, I work a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I love how you're just like sitting here like itching yourself like,
I you could get on now.
Yeah, I got the day off today. I'm like, what a loser.
If any of our 1 million fans want to let us know if they have a PS2 for sale, probably just component cables and cords and controllers. We don't want your games.
Yeah.
We'll get our own games.
Yeah, yeah. We only want like 4.
Because you'll probably have garbage games, and we want our own.
Yeah, I want Battlefront 2. I want...
Oh, here we go.
I want Shadows of the Colossus.
I want...
Santa Claus. Can I also have...
If I could...
I guess Resident Evil 4, because you like that game a lot.
You would go nuts
Time Splitters 2 would be rad, and Unreal Tournament.
Thunder, Malcolm.
Oh, Unreal Tournament.
Malcolm.
Jesus, we would... Dude. I would probably murder you.
Yeah.
I would probably be like, dude, enough Time Splitters. Put the controllers down. We're going out back.
Yeah, Unreal Tournament. Oh, my God. I had that game for PC and PS2.
It's
I
like
love
it
that
ruins
game.
Relationships like fucking like 007 or like any of those other like multiplayer bashers
but
that you used to
what
get
I loved
into.
About Unreal Tournament was that like... The leveling of it.
Yeah.
Because you'd get to, like, the one levels where you're, like, fighting the gods. There was the last 4. They were each one god. Oh, that was so fucking cool. That game's so rad. Fighting in space. Blowing motherfuckers up. You just see torsos flying. God damn it. I want to play that game.
All right. We got to get that PS2. I'll get on it.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
My next one was Plasma Sword.
I've never played that.
It's a fighting game. It's kind of... Like, dude, I had a Dreamcast, but I didn't have many games for it, I guess. I think every game I'm about to name, that's the ones that I owned.
Yeah.
And I only had like five.
So was it like what, like a Dead or Alive, like a little
Plasma Sword, like well, if you remember, like they came in like the CD cartridges.
Yes.
Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Plasma Sword, it had like a laser sword on the front of it, and hold on, I'll look up a picture so I can show it to you. But it was a fighting game. It was just like Mortal Kombat type of thing, if I remember correctly. It might not be. It's been a long time. I just remember, I think I still have the disc somewhere around here. I also have a Spawn somewhere around here as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's another one on my list. Spoilers, we'll talk about that as well right now. That game was really hard, but it looked really cool. I like Spawn a lot. I like the lore of Spawn.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've read the first 15, 16 volumes. Oh man, there's just so many that I can't remember, you know?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Oh, this wind.
Hey, ass.
Would you like
you're
to
just
read
literally
a book?
Just like looking for the picture of a
no,
game.
No, Plasma Sword, yeah. It looks like fucking, like a Japanese fighting game.
Yeah.
Lots of cityscape in the back. Have you played a fighting game before?
I've heard of them.
Ah, okay. So what you do is it's usually
continue
two people.
Continue
okay.
with the list.
All right, so yeah, Plasma Sword, Spawn, Soul Calibur. Give me another one of yours.
House of Dead 2.
Ooh, girl, I have that for the Wii.
Dude,
wait, House of the Dead 2, did you have a gun?
I don't remember.
Because that was like, the arcade version was the gun.
Yeah, it was the gun.
So
in the Wii version, well, yeah, House of the Dead 2 was totally on Dreamcast. I want to say it was just with the fucking remote.
Controller, yeah, that sounds like it sucks.
I remember it was fun, though, because it was, maybe it was like you said, like it was one of the only games. Like, I remember my one friend just had Soul Calibur and House of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was that choice.
House of the Dead.
Yeah, shooters or fighter. That's it.
It's rad because we released House of the Dead 1, 2, and 3 all on the same disc. And then they released a fucking, the best game ever made called House of the Dead Overkill.
Yeah.
With G, of course, you remember him from the originals. And then his partner, Washington.
Yeah.
Who's a black guy that is the most insanely racist character I've ever seen in a game.
He's just screaming stuff.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's Samuel Jackson. He says motherfucker every other... It's shot like a B movie. It feels like Quentin Tarantino made a video game. It is so fucking rad. And they have this thing called a gorgasm that if you have 25 headshots, it's like gorgasm. Then an American flag just flies as your points. It's fucking crazy. Dude, the last boss is a fucking... A woman giving birth to fucking zombies. A giant woman coming out of her pussy. And you have to fire and shoot her vagina. It is fucked up, dude. I can't recommend that game enough. Like, it's so good.
That sounds like a nightmare.
House of the Dead Overkill. It's so fun. And you can double wield pistols if you want to. Like, and play it like two-handed. Or you can just do one. It's so fucking cool. I have pistols and all that stuff. If you guys ever want to come over and play.
No one does. No one does.
No, no one
likes
me.
No one does.
I have no friends. All I have two controllers in my room. The one's dusty.
Was that one on your list?
House of the Dead 2, no, that was yours. Okay. I was just talking about Overkill. House of the Dead 2, though, is a fantastic game.
It's fun.
I really enjoyed it. I also, that was like one of my favorite arcade games.
Before a movie, you go get around to that with your broski.
In Cinemark, they have a Star Wars sit-down game that I've been eyeballing, but I haven't been able to play
it. See, that's horse shit. Because I remember playing that one that had a joystick, and it was supposed to be like this huge experience for Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was so clunky.
Really?
I was like, hey, we're fighting with lightsabers, but I feel like I'm in the fucking New Hope. Like,
zing.
Yeah.
Zing. A New Hope lightsaber battles were really rough. I'm trying to think. They released a Clone Wars game that came with a little lightsaber that you could, like,
fight with. I remember that. It was like an extension for the...
I also own that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm five.
I have two Harry Potter wands that are functional.
No, I don't own any. There's one in the house, and
they're
yes, it is functional. It is. If you go to Universal Studios, you can actually do like little like wand movements, and the park interacts with you. It's fucked up.
Ugh.
You can get some. You just get wasted off butterbeer.
Oh man, so hard party.
Fucking
so hard party.
See that fucking book that it always tries to eat people.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know it that well. My next one is Kiss. Psycho Circus.
Shut up.
I swear to God. Love this game. You were you could pick a member of KISS.
Yeah, I've heard kinda of KISS.
Kind of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And you'd use their instrument to like shoot lasers out of or like you get like the guitars were axes, so you just axe like fucking clown zombies.
What a bunch of fucking puppets.
Dude, it was so cool, man. KISS Psycho Circus. If you can find it, it's rad as fuck. I'm sure it's awful now, but I loved it as a kid.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Move along. Sega Rally 2.
What's that? Car
it's
game.
It's fucking, oh my God, why am I losing my...
Like a rally car.
Yeah, a rally.
It's literally a reading the title. You're like, why am I? Oh my god.
It's like vehicles.
Oh god. Do you smell burnt toast? I'm like, Tony, your ear's bleeding.
My tongue tastes weird.
Like you're trying to swallow it. Oh god.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It was, you know, the first time I mean, it was one of those times, like, I was like, all I ever saw was pretty much Gran Turismo before then.
And now, then, Dreamcast, like, was before PlayStation 2, correct?
I thought they were, like, similar times.
I'll look it up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm on it.
Thank you, douche. Thank you. But PS1 was already out, so.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got that, and you had, I guess I had racing games that didn't feel realistic that much, except, like, one or two titles. And
Dreamcast was Sega.
Yeah. That's why it's called Sega Rally. See, it's in the title.
Sega also,
it's in the title.
No, but Sega also releases games called Sega whatever for like Xbox and PlayStation still.
You're an idiot.
Wow, Dreamcast controller for $10. You can get a whole system for $65.
We're not.
I know we're not.
Okay.
God, Dad.
No one wants Shenmue, okay?
Japan, it was November 27th, 1998. In Europe, it was 99. And so I'm guessing United States was September 9th of 1999. So yeah, that had to have been right when PlayStation 2 came out. Wow, that sucks. That's probably what fucking ate their fucking dreams alive.
No shit.
PS2.
And they were coming from the Genesis, which was such a fucking rad system.
Well, no, they were coming from Saturn. Saturn was after Genesis.
I don't count that one.
March 4th, 2000. So this came out like six months before.
Yeah. And people were like, do we want this or are we going to hang out and wait for PS2? And then they were like, your god has a rose.
Oh man, PS2. I remember like firing that up and that blue, like the blue little mist and the black screen. I was like, dude, this looks fucked.
Oh my gosh,
up.
We're in space. Like, this is space gaming.
My buddy was really rich and he had one like Christmas day. I didn't get one for like 2 or 3 years. We never got the console right when it came out. But like I went over there and he had Time Splitters too. And that weird Gundam game. Like, it was like you were like a robot. You had it on your list.
Yeah.
The second one. Warframe.
Oh, Zone of the Enders.
Zone of the Enders. He had the first one for PlayStation
2. That one's not one of my favorites.
I know, but Zone of the Enders 2 was yours.
Yes.
But he had Zone of the Enders, and I was like, this looks fucked up.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, it's fast.
Well, and I was like playing, 64, was that already?
I think 64 came out before PS2.
And 64. I feel like,
dude, because I was playing that way before high school.
96.
Okay, because, yeah, I was going to say, I played that, like, all through middle
school. So, I probably got the 64 in, I want to say, like, 98, because Phantom Menace came out in 99, which means Pod Racing came out in 99 or 2000.
Yeah, because 64 and PS1 were the
You're
two.
Right. Yeah.
PS2 and 360 were the
Yeah. And Dreamcast was like
dead.
Kind of, yeah. They're like, hey, look at this. Oh, mother. They did what?
What's your last one?
Hold on a second. I got to pull it back up. Kiss Psycho Army, though, dude. Oh, Jet Grind Radio, which I thought was Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio, yeah.
Well, no, but it's called Jet Grind. Yeah.
Oh, I think maybe the sequel was Jet Grind.
Maybe. Well, it's either Jet Set or Jet Grind. But yeah, I love spray painting and fucking doing some sweet grinds.
Yeah.
In the malls. That game was super colorful, too.
Oh, yeah. Very beautiful.
That's mine.
My last one and my favorite is Power Stone.
That sounds familiar.
It puts Smash Brothers to fucking shame.
Really?
It's a 3D Smash Brothers.
Okay.
You can go up and down, left and right.
Holy shit, I had this.
It is so fucking addictive.
Yeah, no, this, yeah, it was 3D, right?
Yeah.
You could actually spin around the entire way, yeah.
Dude, it literally was like another dimension to Smash Brothers that set this game.
I might have not had it, but I definitely rented this game.
Like, if they made Power Stone for a current system, I'd buy it too. I would buy it again. It's like Fusion Frenzy. It's like ridiculous fun.
Ridiculous friend fun.
Fuck you.
Okay. Weekly recommendations and rejections. Solid fucking list, dude. I really enjoyed that. What do you want to do next week?
Next week,
we're gonna talk about,
on this podcast,
what are we gonna talk about?
I thought we were gonna do some, did you want to move up in games or did you want to do some albums or something?
Trying to think.
Tough question, huh?
Yeah. No, there was something that I was like, oh man, this is a really good idea. We should do this. Oh, favorite games that were made after a movie. I thought that
there's very few.
Right, but so it should be easy to make our list. There's a ton. GoldenEye. Boom. I just pulled that
after
out of my
after a
asshole.
Movie?
Yeah. Like, GoldenEye was after the movie. Tomorrow Never Dies is after a movie. So it was fucking Iron
I
Man.
I thought some of these were released with movies.
Spider-Man 1. But I'm saying, like, a game based on a movie. Not movies based on games,
these
which
are
we could
traditionally
also
shitty.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think it'll all be right. fun. There are good ones, though. So, games based on a movie.
All right, let me write it into my calculations here.
Or we could do 360.
Dude, you already thought of that one.
Yeah, well, let's do games based on a movie. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. I saw Kingsman again, The Secret Service.
Yep.
Fucking that movie.
Awesome movie.
It's so good. It's crazy. That movie's like one of the most enjoyable movies, and especially rewatchability, because the fighting in it is fucking insane. I wonder how much that cost.
I think it was a pretty good solid budget film.
Sorry if you keep hearing clicking. My fucking pop filter keeps
click, click,
knocking,
click.
Knocking
I'm
over.
A douche.
There we go.
Click.
That should help it out a little bit.
Nothing helps you out a bit.
Nope. Kingsman budget. But yeah, that's one of my favorite Samuel Jackson roles. The dude that plays his like mentor, not yeah. Samuel Jackson, but the yeah. kid. $81 million. Wow.
Yeah, Colin Firth is...
Yeah, he's fucking great in it. And I also incredible. Heard that they're making a second Kingsman, that he's coming back, which I don't know how, because he definitely got shot in the fucking...
There was
whoa,
like,
my bad, spoilers.
Jesus.
In the fucking face.
There's a promo poster, and it just shows his glasses with, like, one eye shattered.
Oh, cool.
Like, one of the glasses shattered, and it just says Kingsman 2.
Wait, is there still the lens in there? Like, it's just, like, spider-webbed?
No, it's like... I'm not sure if it's spider-webbed or...
Because that'd be cool. That means that, like, it stopped it.
It was bulletproof.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I dig that. I
that
like
would
that.
Be cool.
I like
he was
that.
Like, but he said... Like but remember, he said, he's like, oh, so much blood. Like...
No, he doesn't. He shoots
I
him and
he
immediately turns
blood.
Away. No, he immediately turns away. But it is really funny at the end when he gets stabbed. He looks down and sees the blood and looks at his hands and throws up everywhere. Dude, Samuel Jackson fucking kills in that movie.
That was a funny, and I love the,
there's so many callbacks.
The parody of itself.
Yeah,
yeah as well.
Totally. There's so many callbacks in it.
It's not that kind of movie.
Yeah, it's not that kind of movie. he's got a lisp. God, I
Bam.
Love it so much. All right, go ahead. What did you see?
What did I see? I watched almost all of season one of Mr. Robot.
Yeah, you've been talking about
yes,
that a lot lately.
A show that... I don't know if it aired on USA, but it's on USA, which is staggering.
It had to have aired on USA.
But the first episode that I watched was a 2-hour premiere, mm-hmm. which is fine. It could still be on USA, but it's unedited. It is fuck this, fuck that, what the fuck
Does
are
we... Does it have the USA logo in the bottom?
I can't remember. I'm like, because
that
seventh.
Might have been like a DVD thing, like an extra.
It was incredible, though. All I know is I saw an unedited... It was like I saw a full-length feature film about like this... neurotic lunatic hacker fringe dude.
Yeah, it was on USA for the entire time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It literally is like, I think it's got like an 8.9 on fucking IMDb.
I believe it.
An incredibly fucking filmed. It feels like I'm watching a David Fincher film.
8.8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I feel mm-hmm. like I'm watching mm-hmm. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo or Fight Club. Like
Rami Malek is the
He is so fucking incredible.
He looks
as
really
Elliot.
Familiar.
He's got a lot of little roles.
Yeah, Night at the Museum, yeah. Need for Speed, Short Term 12.
But he's incredible.
So you would highly recommend
it. Yeah, that. I mean, I couldn't recommend it anymore. It is
right on.
A quality show that's not a waste of time.
I watched Gods of Egypt. That was a quality waste of time.
It was a quality waste of time, huh?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
Tell me how much emotional investment you had at the end of it, though.
Not at all.
Zero.
Yeah.
Point zero?
Mm. They do show some really cool stuff, though.
There's some fun-looking stuff, I bet. Like,
yeah.
Fucking, like, giant god-like monsters.
Yeah, there's cool shit in it. I mean, I fell asleep, as usual.
I know.
And then I rewatched it from where, like, I left off. And it wasn't, like, terrible, but it wasn't good.
I understand.
It's, I mean, like, if you're, like, sick or, like, doing something else and you wanted to have someone in the background, that movie's cool to, like, look up and be like, wow, that's sick. And there's certain things that are really cool about it, but, like, the quippiness of, like, these Egyptian gods, I'm like, they didn't act like us. Like, why
yeah,
do you have to make it like that?
I know.
Why? It's not funny. It's not good. And the fucking little kid actor that, not little kid, he's probably, like, 25, the guy
that
steals,
like,
the eyes
yeah.
for whatever fucking
for
Jamie Lannister's
yeah.
name is in the movie. He's dumb
sort
as fuck
of
too.
God.
His girlfriend's very pretty in it though.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
Literally the next thing that I watched that's like not like in passing was literally 10 Cloverfield.
Lane. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Hell yeah. Yeah, we can talk about that.
All right.
I mean, watched
that's
the
my
ending.
Last on my watched list.
I watched the
week.
Ending of it today.
Oh, good.
Because I fell asleep.
You followed up. Well, I literally was looking over at you and I was like, at this part. Really?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm talking to your corpse. And you're like...
I had a... I mean, I'd been up for the better part of the day, and it was like 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you're a little tuckered out,
and I ate a lot.
I was up at 6 a.m. and I ate worked
a lot
9 hours.
I ate a lot of food though.
Okay.
I had like a pound of pasta. That'll put anybody out.
A pound of pasta?
Yeah, that'll put the best man out.
You felt you had to eat that pasta.
Well, it was going to go bad, and I didn't want to waste it. I've spent $4 on the ground beef.
Fruit flies, baby.
Yep.
Eat it up.
So I enjoyed it. I don't want to really talk about anything about it because like the previews that they showed looked like they were in a bunker, and it was like a kind of like a dysfunctional family. But it's not. It's fucked up. It's weird.
It almost came at me like a Kevin Smith film. Because of the...
Oh, the setting?
Oh, no, the way, like, Red State came at
me. Yes, I agree.
I was like, oh, I'm expecting something so Cloverfield-y.
Yeah.
And then I got that. It's like, oh, I'm expecting something so Kevin Smith-y, Red State.
Right, okay.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's a good comparison. But I highly recommend you watch it. I think that the only thing that I would change in the movie is changing the title to, like, 10... like Boston Boulevard, because just don't make it about Cloverfield, because I felt gypped at the end, but it's a really cool premise for a movie. It feels like they wrote a movie and they're like, oh, we should just put this in the Cloverfield universe.
And now
that's the only thing.
It's Bad Robot who did Cloverfield.
Yeah. Well, it was J.J. Abrams. Yeah.
But
they produced this.
They produced it. But did J.J. not say like, are we going to make this?
No, J.J. was a part of it. But he was doing Star Wars at the time, remember?
Star Wars came out. I guess what...
And then
what
that movie just dropped.
Yeah,
like,
why didn't they just call it, you know, like, yeah, like, fucking, like, Grovewood Avenue.
My guess is that, I mean, if I had to guess, it's probably because, like, they wanted brand recognition. Because people wanted a sequel to Cloverfield. They always said that they were going to do it. And I think that made people want to go watch it, and they're like, wow, this is a fucked up, weird thing. But...
I think about an hour in, they were like, oh, it's an isolation film.
Yeah.
It's a character film.
The characters are fucked up.
It almost plays like, in that vein, it plays like a Quentin movie.
Yeah, it was
one
like
location.
Hateful Eight, definitely esque. But yeah, no, I highly recommend you see it. It's really cool. It's fucking. But I would almost view it as not a Cloverfield movie.
If you do that,
then you won't be mad. I watched The Flash season finale. That was fucking really good. The Flash is doing really strong. I wish you would watch it, but I know you won't.
I know.
Season 2 was really fucking cool. And I know that there's like some dumb shit of like, oh, they're in love, blah, blah. But there's not as much as Arrow, which I really dig. Arrow's very much a part of that. And like, ooh, look at the boy's abs.
Yeah.
And look him do the salmon ladder.
Like, me no care.
Yeah, so The Flash was a very strong season 2. And they set up a really cool thing at the end, too. It seems like they're about to do the Flashpoint Paradox.
That's good.
You don't know what that is?
Nope.
Okay, the Flashpoint Paradox is basically the Flash goes back in time to save his mother and then rewrites history. And so, like, Thomas and Martha Wayne end up surviving the shooting. Bruce dies. Thomas Wayne becomes Batman. Martha Wayne becomes the Joker.
Jesus.
It's fucked up. Like, and then, like, a whole bunch, like, everything splinters and shit like that. And actually, at the end of it, there's a beautiful moment. It's on Netflix, The Flashpoint Paradox, but it's, like, a kind of, like, a smashed version of it.
I was going to say, I've heard of Flashpoint Paradox on Netflix.
Yeah, he Thomas Wayne writes Bruce a letter from this fucking timeline that doesn't exist once Flash goes back and doesn't stop his mom from dying. And he comes back to Bruce, and he's like, hey, here, and he hands him the letter from his dad. And, like, every bit of, like, who Batman is always, like, you know, my parents. Like, that's whole thing.
All about them parents.
He's a fractured human because he lost his parents at such a young age.
He's a lunatic.
And he gets this letter of, like, holy shit, like, this is from a time when, like, my father did everything he could because he loved me. And, like, it's a beautiful fucking moment. I also watched...
So pretty.
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
Fucking rad. The Sherman Brothers are so fucking cool in it. BJ Novak murders in that movie. Paul Giamatti's incredible. The lady that plays, I can't remember her name. She's the main character in it, though. She's really fucking good, too. Hold on, I'll look up her name. Tom Hanks is a fucking great Walt Disney. It's about the making of...
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson. It's about the making of Mary Poppins. Have you seen it?
No, but I know of it.
It's fucking cool. I had to get it online because the rip that I had was like super pixelated. But they have...
Colin Farrell's in it.
Yeah, Colin Farrell plays the girl's the father. Like, there's flashbacks. It's kind of like showing her and why she wrote Mary Poppins because of, like... It's a fucking beautiful movie. I teared up, like, 3 times.
Jesus.
I also did one of the coolest things I've ever done in my entire life. I went to the premiere screening of Yoga Hosers in Columbus at Studio 35 with the introduction by Kevin Smith, who's actually there.
What?
And he did a Q&A afterwards.
What?
It was fucking sick. And if you know anything about me, I love Kevin Smith more than probably most of my family members.
No, never heard of him.
And the Yoga Hosers was a strong, it was a good movie. It's definitely teeny bopper-ish. The acting's okay for them not being actresses.
Good call.
And, well, like, you're coming into being actresses.
Yeah, it's a first role kind
exactly.
of thing.
And, I don't know. It felt like, he said it before, it feels like Gremlins and, like, Puppet Master-esque. But it's fucked up. Like, there is, like, fucked up twists and turns in it and shit like that. So, I don't know. It's cool. I got a free digital download, so when it comes out, I can give it to you.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it came with
I watched Tusk. I'll watch this. I mean, I'm not opposed to Kevin Smith's filmmaking.
Did you like Tusk?
I liked the beginning.
Yeah, you liked the first, like, hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it got a little, I was like...
It gets wacky.
Yeah, it gets wacky.
Now, this is kind of, like, wacky. Well, no. This gets wacky, but, like, when it gets wacky, I think it gets stronger.
That's good.
Other than, like, because, like... The characters, you're like, okay, right on. It's cool that, like, he put his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter. Johnny Depp is fucking rad. He plays Guy LaPointe again.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so fucking funny. And then fucking the yoga instructor is Justin Long.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Like, the yoga poses that they do. There's a lot of really good stuff in it. It's cool as fuck. The effects look bad, but they're supposed to. It's supposed to look like a cheesy 80s movie.
Yeah.
You know, so, like he'll be, like, running up something, and it's Kevin Smith as a bratwurst dressed as a Nazi. They're called bratzies. And when you kill them, they're full of concentrated sauerkraut.
Yeah.
It's fucking really funny. Let's see, 10 Cloverfield Lane. Oh, and I watched the first episode of Voltron, the Netflix original.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Dude, honestly, fucking cool. It's an hour long.
It's
sick.
Like Gundam animation.
It's like way, like this is like brand new. Like it looks really, really good.
Not Knights of Cydonia, but.
Not Knights of Cydonia, no.
But Koopa close.
No,
real
it's,
close.
It's strong. Like if you liked Voltron as a child, them doing, and the humor's actually not so little kiddish. It doesn't beat you over the head with like fucking dumb stuff.
That's
or
good.
Like wacky shit.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny, and it is really fun to watch. I just, like, the first episode's The Rise of Voltron. Voltron. I keep saying, like, Ultron. But, yeah, Voltron. It's good. I liked it. Okay, so,
yeah.
Tessa Tony redid Clueless. What do you think?
Clueless.
I watched it, too.
excuse me. I used to really like the movie.
Yeah.
Because I was a kid.
Yep.
And I liked it, and it was a fucking teen movie.
Dude, Alicia Silverstone
is
really pretty. She was 19 in that movie.
She is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, her lips are insane.
Like, yeah, just like her as a... Everything about her in that movie, I was...
I'm not even like a lip person
into
either.
Into her and Dion. Like,
I'm not even like a lip person, but like... when I don't know, just like watching her mouth move, I was like, I've never seen like lips like that. It's weird. I never noticed hers until now.
That's cool, though. I like those little like oh, I dig her lips. Like, that's a weird thing I'd say.
Yeah, it would, yeah. You're a weird guy.
I know, big fucking weirdo. But no, I loved, I think his name's Donald Faison. Something along those lines. The boyfriend, Dion's boyfriend, who buzzes his head.
Oh, fucking, he's from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually really good in that movie
he's
as well.
He's fucking awesome. Like, he's a really funny actor. Paul Rudd.
Donald Faison, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's his first role. Or he had roles that were like, real yeah, this, sub roles.
This was like one of his breakout, I would
say.
Yeah,
as a cute, like, you know, like, I want that boy look. And she kind of says something that's real cool about him. She's like, I guess he is kind of a Baldwin, which is kind of a cool phrase. She's like, I guess he is kind of a Baldwin, like one of the Baldwin brothers.
That's funny.
In their prime.
Yeah.
Like, he's a young, kind of handsome guy.
Paul Rudd's had a weird career.
Yeah, he's a unique dude, because he can do serious, he can be funny, he can be sub-characters.
Now he's in the Marvel Universe, so he's doing like really well.
He's like John C. Reilly, who's also in the Marvel Universe.
Fuck, John C. Reilly rocks so
hard.
Isn't
he great?
Like, yeah, he's
dude,
really
you can watch award-winning, Academy Award-winning films with him,
and then
or
you can flip over Step Brothers.
Yeah. Or you can
Did
be
we just become best friends? Yep.
Yeah, he's... Dude, or he's on fucking...
versatile.
Tim and Eric. Yeah. He's
versatile.
Doing, like, video shorts for a web series and shit.
Clueless, I felt, the dialogue and stuff like that made the Valley Girl, like, to me, like, that kind of introduced me to it, because I didn't see...
Yeah, and I it drives me crazy. Mm. Their vanity and their shittiness and their whininess to their existence is annoying as fuck, and I don't like them as people, and I wouldn't enjoy if I saw people like them in a fucking Jeep like Wrangler driving around, I'd be like, look at those like
assholes,
pretty rich dickheads. But seeing them fuck up and like seeing it was fun. Like I still enjoy the movie. Like Ty being like, dude, Ty is fucking hilarious. Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
She's like, you guys got coke here? Like, fuck yeah. And she talks about not being a like, she's really like,
yeah,
says a lot of raw shit. And the other people are like, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. And it was also kind of, it was kind of nice that like the main character was the girl that was saving herself, but like also the one that's most coveted, which you don't, I feel like you don't see as much in movies now.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was a really cool take on it, and I totally forgot about that, like, whole spin of the movie.
Yeah.
What would you... I mean, like, I don't think I'll ever rewatch Clueless
again. No, I probably won't. I love the soundtrack.
Yeah,
fucking
good soundtrack.
Dude, Catch-22, Radiohead, mm-hmm. like, tons of really tight music. Funny in its own right, and it does... It is a good analysis of, like... It's a good, like, funny analysis of the early 90s.
Yeah, totally. I agree. It's definitely, like, a snapshot of, like...
She talks about what boys look like. She's, like, baggy pants and a shitty shirt, and we're supposed to swoon. And I'm like, dude, that did look like dickheads.
That was exactly what it was. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it was definitely, like, a snapshot of what I'm assuming California would be.
A good
be.
One, yeah.
I'd probably give it a 5.
I'd give it a 5.
Yeah, that was like, it wasn't bad, wasn't good.
It was, but as far as nostalgia, like, I'm not angry I had to watch it.
True. I'll give you that. And I used to watch Clueless a ton. So let's hop in a movie. We're breezing right through shit, man.
Man, we're just pop, pop, pop.
Movie of the week, Bad News Bears. I was stoked that we were able to watch this.
Walter Matthau.
Dude, all right. I want to hear your take.
Let me get something off my chest. 1976 was a real different time in the world. A real different time in the world.
Real different.
A time where the supposed character who's 12 years old, like that character is meant to be a 12-year-old, and he has defined himself as a 12-year-old, is smoking cigarettes, drinking liquor,
riding a dirt bike,
and like literally just
trying to get all the ass.
All the ass. Betting dudes in a fucking bar and smoking a cigarette playing fucking air hockey.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I,
who the fuck am I? What am I watching here? Like, some weird sort of, like, dystopian film of what it would have been like without adults in a world?
And then, and then there's, like, fucking... no, I guarantee that's how... dude, all right.
Hilarious, though. Like, I was like... But then I'm also like, racist as fuck.
Holy shit, racist as shit. Like, I mean... There's in the beginning of the movie, this kid rattles off like the team that he's on.
Yeah,
and
he's like,
about
at least we're not
every slur that you possibly can. I was like, holy shit, this is insane, and no one bats a fucking eye. They're like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
that's definitely it.
He says it like this, but he says it in the worst racist ways possible. He's like, at least we're not, you know, black, Spanish. What else does he say?
He talks about homosexuality quite a bit.
Homosexual.
Yeah.
Or retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the most un-PC movie ever.
And he said, and then another kid reiterates what he said. He's like, hey, you should be a little cooler because at least we're not blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh,
holy shit.
My God. And Walter Matthau's literally piss face drunk, just going,
is that insane? Like, the dude's just literally hammered all the time trying to teach these kids.
Drinking, like, and driving.
Yeah.
Saying, I'll kill you and I'll be in more trouble than driving drunk. Let me drive drunk.
Not only that, driving drunk with children in the car.
Oh, tons of them. Just packing them in.
The little girl that played the pitcher was
Tatum O'Neal.
Really fucking good.
She is. I had a fucking big old crush on Tatum O'Neal, like, around that time. She was a young actress.
Right.
And she
was 76. You were fucking.
No,
not
no. I mean, like, when I'd see movies back then, I thought she was, like, the prettiest girl when I saw this movie originally.
Okay. So, wait,
and
you
I
have
do
seen
remember
this.
Seeing it. Yeah.
Okay, right on.
As soon as I saw it again, I'm like, yeah. Like, I saw him, and I was like, oh, wait, that is, I do know this. And then I saw her, and I was like, oh, I had a fat crush on her. She's a fucking mature actress.
Very much so, yeah. She played that role really fucking well. All those kids
She was in Rescue Me. She played Dennis Leary's sister.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
I feel like all those kids acting, like, all right, you remember, like, how Super 8 was?
Yeah.
Or even E.T.
Yeah.
E.T. is like a perfect example that I would make akin to this. Those kids, like, acted like kids their age. They weren't, like, trying to act like iCarly, like I'm an adult that lives in an apartment with my wacky brother. Like, they were just kids that were shitheads.
My parents are like side characters to my life.
So weird. But, like, I don't know. They felt like, it felt like The Sandlot. Like, there was just a different type of, like, they caught,
I
like, an essence of the child.
I also
of,
think that they also, like, they roughhoused the way it looked like kids would roughhouse. Like, they pushed each other around like little pricks.
That
like,
little fucking blonde kid that was always starting shit. God, he's so sick.
Climbing the fence. He's like, get down.
It felt like that's where Little Giants came from. Sandlot came from. It felt like these movies.
It was a model.
Were like, this was like the precipice to it. I would give it a fucking like high 8.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7.5 because I wouldn't watch it again like within the next few years, only because it also is so dated to look at.
I didn't mind it.
I did. I was like, ugh.
That's
so
weird
dated.
Because I normally that does get me way more than it does you. Yeah. And I did not mind it. And that was my first time fucking seeing it.
Yeah, it might have been the sound. I'm not sure, but it was just sort of like.
Did you get it on like PlayStation Network?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was about to say the rip that I got for off Xbox One was really good.
No, it was as good as it could be. Yeah. But Tatum O'Neal kicked stupid amount of ass in that film. Mm. And Walter Matthau, even the way he had to engage with children in every scene.
The entire time.
Which is incredible that he felt like such an organic adult, too. But such a monster.
Yeah, he was, totally. Like,
he
was
a piece
of shit. I love
when he got pissed at him.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Oh, my God. When that little kid gets hit on the mound.
Yeah.
With the other team's
the
Yankees?
Yeah. Yankees, yeah.
Yeah, the Yankees coach runs up to him.
I was kind of blown away that I was like, oh, he's like mad at him for... he's like, you could have killed that kid.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was throwing and he was trying to fucking hit him. It almost hit him in the fucking head. But, like, and that was, like, a weird thing because, like, and it was in front of the entire fucking families that were watching all their kids play.
Just smacking his kid.
And he fucking smacked him so hard in the face. That smack looked really good.
And he fell. Like, the kid's, like, on the ground looking up at him. And he was just like,
and it was such a cool moment
to peg him.
it was such a cool moment of, like, watching a child lose trust in an adult that they, well, his fucking father. And then seeing what that kid did. He literally, in his mind, made a choice to be like, fuck you, and just pitch shitty balls after that.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I really dug that. Like, instead of him like, oh, I gotta be good for my dad, like, it showed a really fucked up moment, and that kid was just like, fuck you, and then, like, walked away with his mom.
I think that father character would have been a really positive character at the end of the film, you know what I mean? Like, he would have redeemed himself if he would have come up to the plate and did something not violent that way.
Yeah.
And been like, if you hit that kid, if you try to hit a kid, like, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever do that to me. That's not baseball.
But instead,
I love
just
you,
lost
and you
shit.
Should love them.
Yeah.
And smacked him like an asshole instead. Like, you should love the game and the fucking opponents. Like,
now, did you remember that they lost at the end?
Yeah, I did recall that they were like, fuck you.
Yeah. Because they're
good.
All drinking Coors Light or Coors.
Ton of those movies end with, like, that heroic loss, like that killer comeback, but it didn't solidify it, but it proved their point.
But usually not in kids movies, like
no,
I think Little Giants and like The Big Green, they both won,
and I think that's why they were like, fuck you, we'll be back next season, like, you idiots, like, it's not over.
Yeah, there's three of them. If you want to get down.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah, they did all smash Coors.
Yeah that was insane. He was just giving them beers. They're like, yo, you can't let them drink here, what are you doing? But they didn't really care all that much.
Not
it was
really.
Wild.
No, it's that, like, give them a cig, but only one.
Yeah, that movie was so fucking cool. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I laughed out loud like a bunch of times, which I normally don't do if I'm sitting here alone.
Yeah,
which is odd, I know. But so next week, what do you want to do?
Well, let me think. Let me see what my little dumb list says here.
Do it up.
You do it up. I think for Test of Tony, I think Freddy Got Fingered.
Fuck yeah.
Because I've been sort of half and half on that movie for a long time.
That movie's
and I
so
haven't
good.
Seen it in so long.
I've watched that movie so many times, but yeah, I'm totally down.
Daddy, would you like some
sausage? I know those parts. Yeah. I know, like, the dad being a prick
fingered him.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I remember,
dude,
Rip Torn Green was...
Rip Torn fucking rocks in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my son can eat a chicken sandwich. 28 years old and he can eat a chicken sandwich. If you're not gonna eat the roast beef, then you can get the hell out, or you can go to your goddamn room. And the dogs are eating the fucking chicken sandwich. God, that movie's so fucking good. Oh, I'm so happy we're gonna watch that.
Yeah, I thought it was sort of dog
preemptive
shit at
first. 10 out of 10, by the way.
No. Rewatch it. See if Tom Green gets on your nerves.
Oh, he won't at all.
I'm so dumb.
25,000 Deutschfahr.
Just shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
I'm changing it.
No, you're not.
We will actually be watching Snow White.
Oh, fuck off. The original. Movie of the week. What are you thinking? I need to look up, like, fucking, like, a renowned movies that I haven't seen.
Tons. I got tons on the list. You all keep saying no to them.
Go ahead.
Literally, we could watch any movie I list.
We'll start listing, fuck up.
All right, fuck up. You've never seen fucking Drugstore Cowboy. You've never seen Way of the Gun. You've never seen Better Luck Tomorrow. Michael Clayton, Bringing Out the Dead. These are good movies. Like, these are fucking awesome films.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But you sound real bored.
I'm waiting. What's Drugstore Cowboys about?
It's about drugstores and cowboys.
Actual cowboys? Do they have
just look up the fucking box.
Hold on a second. What about The Pianist?
You've never seen that?
I don't think so.
It's just depressing.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to see that then, I guess. Okay. Amore? I'm just joking.
What are you babbling about?
Hold on a second. Let's see. 12 Monkeys, Groundhog's Day. 12 Monkeys would be cool. I haven't seen that in a long time.
12 Monkeys is awesome.
Yeah, it is good stuff. King's Speech I haven't seen, but I feel like that's going to be a little boring.
Colin Firth is fantastic in that.
King's Speech. I heard it's a really strong movie, and I'm sure I'd like it, but...
It's, the guy who plays, goddamn Barbosa on,
Barbosa.
On Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love you, Philip Morris. damn, I've seen a lot of these, dude.
Not really.
Zodiac.
Oh, so fucking good.
Zodiac is a strong fucking flick. Robert Downey Jr. is in that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays...
Do you remember... What's that movie? The Soloist?
Yeah.
That movie fucking rocks. How long has it been since you've seen that?
A couple weeks.
Really? You just watched that?
No, ass.
Oh, I couldn't catch your sarcasm. Sorry. Ooh, The Butterfly Effect.
Shut up.
All Harry Potter movies.
Every Harry Potter movie. No, that's on the list. Go see that. Fuck.
What else you got? Well, we can do Drugstore Cowboys. Do you have it?
No.
So that's another one I'm going to buy?
Well, we can see.
All right, so we'll do Drugstore Cowboys. Really fizzled out at the end here, man. Really fucking...
Yeah, we've really just kind of... Hang up. Go away now.
Drugstore Cowboys.
And Freddy Got Fingered. And Games Made After a Film. Until next time.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.